And she was pissed at Silent because he was being presumptuous. And maybe at herself some, too. For maybe having given him grounds for his presumptions. Just between you and me and the pillow book, I don't think she's no blushing virgin. But maybe that's just wishful thinking. Been so long since I've been in rock-throwing range of a woman that the females of those back-assward centaurs are looking good. The Torque boys swear by them. Old wizard Bowmans ain't getting along with nobody. He's full up to his eyeballs with ideas about how this show ought to be run, and there ain't nobody will listen to him but the talking buzzard. The buzzard's name is Virgil, but the Stones call him Sleazeball, or Garbage Mouth, on account of the high intellectual content of most of his conversation. Already I'm getting blasé about all those weird critters. They kind of rattled me at first, but we've been here 8 days now. If I ignore what they look like, I knew stranger guys in the guards. What I can't figure is why we're sitting around. From what I hear, there's only a few guys holed up in that monastery. With what we got, we ought to be able to take the limper even in top condition. But darling is the High Lord Field Marshal here. She says we wait. She gets her orders from Old Father Tree. Must be he's happy, so long as the limper is buttoned up in a sack, where he can't cause nobody no grief. Raven said, I misjudged her. She's not just sitting on her hands. Huh? What? I wanted to go to sleep. So suddenly, he wanted to talk. Darlin isn't just sitting here. There's a dozen kinds of these plain creatures, so small you don't notice them, or so much like something you're used to seeing you don't pay any attention. She's got those sneaking in and out of there all the time. She knows every breath they take. She's got somebody on every one of them all the time. The mantas and centaurs and rock dropping are all for show. If the order comes down, the real main attack will be carried out by the little creatures. They won't know what hit them in there. She's a genius. I'm proud of that girl. When it came to Sneaky Petey, I figured she had some pretty good teachers, hunking around with the Black Company all them years. I told him, why don't you go tell her she's a genius? You're proud of her. You still love her. Will she forgive you for being such a butt way back when? And let me get some sleep. He didn't go see Darlin', but he did get pissed at me and left me alone. Not that that did much good for long. What nobody knew, but maybe Silent. Since Darlin can't hear and she can't lip-read the Stones because they got no mouths, was that she already had the go-ahead from the boss tree. She was just waiting for the right hour to give the signal. Naturally, she timed it for when I just got sound sleep. Things were quiet in the basement where the limper was hiding out. There was one armed guard, one shaman overseeing, one monk keeping the clay moist, and two more making a leg for Toad Killer Dog. The earth shook.